This is Michael Crockett, host of Horizontes, Music of Latin America, every Sunday evening on KUTX 98.9. And it's my pleasure to have in the studio, after too many years of not seeing her, Miss Leti Garza, who I've always known as Leticia Rodriguez Garza, but now she's shortened her name. And with that shortened name, she's come out with a brand new album called El Único Para Mí, which she'll be presenting at the One-to-One Bar on Thursday, September 14th. Welcome, Leti.
Great to see you, Michael. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. Nice to have the band here, too. Yeah. And so we're going to play a few songs, right?
Absolutely.
Well, let's start with one. Tell me what you're going to play.
La Impaliza.
Que enderezó a la orilla de la empaliza. Dime, niña, que enderezó a la orilla de la empaliza. La culpa tuvo tu mamá, que la justicia no hiciera nada. Por eso a mí me gusta el merengue de la empaliza. Ay, 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 a la orilla de la empaliza. Ay, 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 el merengue de la empaliza. Si tu mamá tuvo la culpa, tu papá tuvo mucho más. Si tu mamá tuvo la culpa, tu papá tuvo mucho más. Como fuese descuidado, que la justicia no será nada. Por eso a mí me gusta el merengue de la empaliza. Ay, 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 a la orilla de la empaliza. Ay, 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 el merengue de la empaliza. Oye, niña, qué bueno está merengue de la empaliza. Oye, niña, qué bueno está el merengue de la empaliza. Como pues se descuidaron, que la justicia no será nada. Por eso a mí me gusta el merengue de la empaliza. Ay, 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 a la orilla de la empaliza. Ay, 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 mira, niña, qué bueno está. Las mujeres son de Santiago y de Santiago ya viven bien. Las mujeres son de Santiago y de Santiago ya viven bien. Y por causa de las mujeres, San Marero, soy yo también. Y por causa de las mujeres, San Marero, soy yo también. Ay, 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 el merengue le le pone sal.
Ay, ay, ay,
mira, niña, qué bueno está.
Right, Leti Garza and her group in the house, in Studio 1A with me, Michael Crockett, this wonderful day. And starting off with a song from her new album called El Único Para Mí, a little merengue, an old one, I think.
Yes, what a nice one.
And where did that one come from?
It came from an old 45 that I found that was recorded by my tía, Eva Garza, and I didn't know she did merengues. I thought she only did boleros and cha-cha. So I was so delighted because it's a dance tune.
Yeah.
Love dance.
All right. You know, something about remembering when you came out with your first album, La Americana, all of that album was basically some great Latin classics. But on this album, I know you're doing some original stuff. And it seems like that saxophone player over there, Scott McIntosh, is behind a lot of this original stuff. So we're going to hear some originals right here.
Oh, many. All right, now we're going to do two originals, and Scott McIntosh was way behind. He was on top of all of these. Fantastic to collaborate with his wonderful compositions. Let's do it, Scotty Mac.
Para presentar
espero que venga. Me siento a bailar, que lo bueno es esta vida, es que las pueda gozar. Yo vine aquí para cantando, bailando, paso bailando. Para mí cuando bailo estoy viviendo, no hay nada más que querer. Cantando, paso cantando, bailando, paso bailando. La banda está lista, mi sangre la tiene, estoy segura. Yo soy cantando, paso cantando, bailando, paso bailando. Traigo bolero, traigo merengue, el cha cha cha, traigo la salsa. Cantando, paso cantando, bailando, paso bailando, 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 cantando, cantando y sin parar. Vino pa' la, vino pa' acá.
From Merengue de Salsa here in Studio 1A, Leti Garza with me and our wonderful group. Scotty, you got a minute to get on that mic. I just wanted to ask you about
that
song.
Sure.
That song you wrote with Christian Fernandez.
That's right. Christian wrote the lyrics, and Jose Galeano was somewhere in there, too. We did a record back in 2002, 2003 called A Donde Vas, and that was one of the compositions we did. We used to do it with La Tribu back in the day as well, but with six horns. So this is a very pared down instrumentation for the particular chart.
A seminal band from back in the day. All right. And Leti, where have you been? You've been traveling, since we had a chance to talk on the radio maybe 5 years ago. I know you've been to Cuba a couple of times playing down there. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I got to go to Cuba twice to perform with a Cuban band, for an international festival called Las Romerías del Mayo. It was an unforgettable experience, humbling experience, wonderful experience to be able to go down there. And I really didn't know anything about what I was going to find, but through trust and through the email, internet, thank God for the internet, I was able to make that leap to go down there and play in that festival with a band. Septeto Cristal is their name, and I just spoke
to... You just
walked
in, a few rehearsals, and you were on
stage.
I
just walked in. We had a rehearsal or two and took the town and took the festivals. We played several times during the course of 2 weeks. Each year I was invited back. Actually, I was invited back again this year too, but I declined this time. I just had an internet conversation with the director, Raimundo Ferraez. He still wants me to come back. I'm hoping he'll come here. Phenomenal experience.
Well, it's a festival of bolero music or son or a little bit of everything.
It's an international festival that features multidisciplinary art. So all over that you can find plays, dance, music, photography, visual art. It's incredible. A lot of people here don't know about it. I hope they will in the future. And it draws from artists from all over the world to go and perform there. So it was, again, an amazing experience for me at the time.
And since this album, when did this start into fruition?
I'd say, Scotty Mac, would you say we started on it somewhere in 2015, but we actually went into the recording of it at the closer to the end of 2015. So we really have been doing this, I'd say, for like 3 years.
Yes, it feels like four.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty Mac. I have, I want to say something real quick about the band, too. La Banda. This is their this is their album, too. This is all of our album together, Juntos. Couldn't have done this without each other.
Well, speaking of that, so, why don't you go ahead and introduce the guys that are with us today?
We have Daniel Wyman here on the keys, on the piano. We have Isaac Peña on the trompeta. Everybody in Austin knows Isaac. He's been involved in many projects. Noah Moscovian on the timbal, also another Austin local favorite who has played internationally as well. We have Bruno Vinesov on the congas. He's from Brazil, but he's been here in Austin now for what, a couple years? Seems like yesterday he got here, but he's an amazing, and he's got tons of projects of his own. Matter of fact, his band, Maraca to Texas, will be at the album release event. He'll be starting off the event with his. He also plays with Grupo Masa and, I don't know, lots of other people. We have Ben Bradshaw here on the bass, also a gem of a guy, a gem of a player. Everyone all over town fights over Ben.
That's the joy of being a bass player.
And for all the ladies, he is single, I believe, isn't he?
And he's single. And, of course, we have Scott McIntosh, of course, here playing directing, playing the, you know, playing the sax.
He does seem like the musical director.
All right, all right.
Scott holds everyone to the to the wire.
We got time for one more song, so let's talk about that song, and let's remind everybody out there listening that you're presenting the entire album, I'm sure, at the 1-to-1 Bar on the 14th of September. Monaco, Texas is opening at, what, 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
And then you go on at 8?
Yes.
And
then we have the Dynamite Banditosh following out to close the night, which I'm so excited about. It's an international, it's a world music kind of event because we need this in the world right now to celebrate unity, especially now.
So the name of the song is the title cut of the album, right?
Yes, El Único Para Mí.
Estoy pensando cuando el día se acaba y estoy sola de noches vacías con tu canción toca suave llenando un hoyo con esperanza mi vida vale la Estoy pensando el único para mí eres tú te ofrezco mi amor y mi vida si alguna vez sientes igual mi corazón y mi alma son tuyos mi vida vale la pena tú mantienes la luz y mi corazón latiendo y siento Thank you. conocí en Austin. Eras el amigo de mi hermano. Todos me contaron de ti, el muchacho vecino. Nos conocimos de pasado, en nuestra conversación hubo electricidad. Peleamos desde el principio. Yo fui al día siguiente a Nueva York y desde el día no he dejado de pensar en ti. Hoy tú eres el único para mí.
Leti Garza y su banda here on KUTX 98.9. My name is Michael Crockett, host of Horizontes, and I want to thank Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for doing the engineering on this lovely session, and Leti Garza and the guys for coming in and singing.
Thank you, Michael.
And remind you all once again that you can see this in full form in the entire album called El Único Para Mí, performed at the 1-to-1 Bar Thursday, September 14th.